Reading is very emotional for me. And I choose it deliberately and very carefully, especially for this day. It is a day when we reflect on God's love for us and to give thanks for the care and nurturing we receive in our lives, not only from mothers, but from anyone who has loved us, guides us, and helped us to grow. So when I think about love, and especially the love of a mother in the Bible, honestly, I can't find a better example than Mary. You know, Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. Among all the examples of love I know, Mary's love stands apart. And in her motherhood, we can see a reflection of God's love. Just as God gave his son for the salvation of the world, and Mary trusted her son completely to God's plan, even though she did not yet understand the suffering he would face. Perhaps this is something we rarely think about. The story of salvation did not only pass through the heart of God the Father, it also passed through the heart of a mother. In those days when Jesus was born, according to the law of Moses, when a baby was born, the parents would bring the child to the temple to present the baby to the God and offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. So the Mary and Joseph made their way to the temple in Jerusalem and carried their little child in their arm, simply following their faith and tradition they had always known. But I want all of you to just imagine for a moment Mary holding her newborn son. He's soft, warm, and fragile in her arm. And she has carried him for months, whispered prayers over him, dreamed of his first smile, laughter, and the rhythm of his tiny steps. And then she walked into the temple, hoping for a simple blessing every parent's longing for, that her child would be safe, happy, and loved. But there is in the temple, he met the Simeon, an old man, a faithful man who had been waiting many years for God's promised Messiah. And when you see the child, Jesus, he blessed them and then he speaks words that actually pierce the heart of Mary. A sword will pierce your own soul also. As a mother, we can imagine what Mary felt that time. Her joy must have turned fear. Her heart breaks all at once. And her whole world must have felt upside down. She don't know what is going to happen. And yet, in the midst of that moment, she held her child. She came to know that sorrow would come, even though she could not fully grasp what lay ahead. But she trusted God's plan. She must raise him, she must guide him, and love him fully. It must have been difficult for Mary. Do you think so? Yeah. She knew something painful might come, even though she didn't fully understand. But yet, she still raised him, loved him, and trusted God. And today, I want all of us to walk as we explore how Mary nurtured her child in the shadow of the sword, and what we can learn from her brave, faithful, and enduring love. So let's walk together. So first thing, what Mary's love teaches us. Do you know, from the moment the Simeon spoke, Mary's life as a mother changed forever. She held her child close, and in that same moment, her heart trembled. She sensed that something is painful coming. Her son would face something she didn't understand. What is that? And she knew she would share in that pain as well. Every bedtime song, every little smile carried a quiet sorrow she could not escape. And Mary's motherhood was lived in the tension between love and the unknown. And she could not protect Jesus from that what lay ahead. Yet she held him close, loved him fully, and trusted God's plan. I think every parent wants to protect their child, their children, and they want them to be safe and happy. I'm sure we all do the same. But Mary could not do that. Yet she did not turn away. She looked at her son with love and joy, even as her heart ached. She treasured every small moment, every smile, every laugh, and every first step. But honestly, her motherhood was tender, brave, and full of trust in God. And Mary's example speaks to us today. We all love people. We all love people we cannot shield. We all face uncertainty about the ones we hold close. Life brings joy and sorrow, comfort and pain, often at the same time. And Mary shows us that true love does not shrink in the face of fear. And sometimes we forget that love is not only shown in a big, dramatic thing. It is also in the small, everyday moment. Every song we sing, every kind word, and every little act of care. That is where real courage and faith show themselves. And Mary's courage reminds us that faith gives us strength to hold hope and sorrow together, to be present for those we love, and to love fully, bravely, without holding back, even when it costs our hearts. The second thing Mary's love teaches us, Mary's love was different from what we usually see. It was not about keeping her child safe or comfortable. It was about preparing him for the life God has called him to live. And Mary did the same. We know that in Jewish tradition, mothers were the first teacher of faith. They taught their children to pray, recite blessings, and follow God's law from an early age. And mothers shaped the child's moral and spiritual character at home before formally schooling. And Mary's role fits this sacred tradition. But in an extraordinary way, she was raising the Messiah. Like we know in the Bible, in 1 Samuel, Hannah dedicated Samuel to the Lord. And Mary, she also nurtured Jesus for God's purpose even when it meant facing uncertainty and sacrifice. We know from the Bible, when Jesus was in age of 12, he went to the temple with his parents. And we know that he stayed behind in the temple. That time, as a mother, what the Mary should do? Probably she could have scolded him, demanding obedience, or tried to control him, but she didn't. She listened, she learned, and she trusted. She allowed God's plan to unfold in her child, even when it frightened her, even when her heart longing for safety. And later we can see in the wedding in Cana, she noticed the lack of wine, and she didn't force Jesus to act. She gently guided him toward what needed to be done. She was shaping, not shielding. She was leading, not controlling. And Mary shows us that true love is not about making life easy for those who we care about. Sometimes, maybe it's hard, but it's true. Sometimes the most loving thing we can do is step back. Trust and let God walk, even when it is hard, even when it hurts. And most people noticed Mary's patience, but rarely we see the quiet courage it takes to step aside. Maybe most noticed her trust, but few see the sacrifice hidden in that trust. Her own desires, her need for comfort, her fears for the child, all set aside. And Mary held joy and worry together, hope and fear at the same time. And she surrendered her comfort so God could work through her child. And this is radical love, my dear brothers and sisters. And this speaks to us today. We all face moments when those we love must walk paths we cannot smooth or protect. Children, family, friends, even people we mentor, we cannot control their choices or shield them from pain. But Mary shows us that stepping back, guiding without controlling, and trusting God is not a weakness. It is the highest form of love. The most powerful gift we can give is not comfort or safety. It is our trust, our presence, our willingness to let God guide those we love. The third thing we learn from Mary's love, perhaps the most extraordinary thing that about Mary's love, is that it is unconditional. She didn't say, "I will love only if everything goes well," or "I will care only if it's safe." She didn't hold back her heart to protect herself from pain. She loved fully, even knowing there would be a cost. And do you know? The cost came in a full at the cross. The sword Simeon had spoken of finally pierced her soul. She stood there, watching her son hanging on the cross. Maybe like any mothers, she must have wanted to protect him, to shield him, to cry out in pain. But she didn't do anything. She didn't pray to God, Lord, please don't do this. Stop this, whatever is happening. No. And scripture did not indicate she asked God to change the plan. She did not turn away in anger or despair. Instead, she stood quietly, fully present. Her heart breaking in the way no words can capture. My brothers and sisters, this message challenges us today. We can love like Mary. We can show up for those we care about, even when it is hard. Even when we cannot fix the pain. Even when our hearts are heavy. We can choose patience instead of frustration. Presence instead of avoidance. Trust instead of fear. Every small act of love, every word, every gesture, every moment of attention matters. Every act builds courage, shapes hearts, and reflects God's love in the world. Mary's love is not just a story from a long ago. It speaks to us here and now. It reaches into our homes, our workplaces, schools, and communities. It speaks to parents raising children in uncertain times, to mentors guiding young people through challenges, to families walking with loved ones through illness, loss, or struggle. Her love teaches us that true care is active, present, and fearless. It doesn't depend on safety or protect outcomes. It doesn't give up when life is hard. To love like Mary is to stay, even when it is difficult. It is to trust God with the futures we cannot control. It is to give fully, patiently, and courageously. And Mothering Sunday reminds us that true love is not about control, comfort, or guarantees. It is about holding others fully, staying present, and giving boldly, even when it costs us. Did you notice something? As we have been reflecting together, and this candle has been quietly burning beside us. A candle gives light, but it gives light to slowly giving itself away. The flame shines while the candle itself slowly melts as it burns. You can see that. In many ways, I feel Mary's motherhood was like this candle. From the moment that Jesus was born, her love was already giving itself away. Day by day, year by year, she poured out her life in caring for him, guiding him, and trusting God with him. And you know that in Gospel of Luke, the Bible tells us Mary treasured these things and pondered them in her heart. Actually, she carried joy, but also questions and sorrows. Just like this candle slowly melts as it gives light. Mary's heart slowly carries the cost of love. And yet, she did not stop loving. She kept trusting. She kept giving. So as we look at this candle, let it remind us of something important. Real love often gives itself quietly, little by little, day by day. So my brothers and sisters, let this candle speak to our hearts. Love shines brightest when it is giving freely, even when it costs us. So as we look at this flame, let it ask us a question. Who needs our care today? Who needs our presence? Our patience, our encouragement. And like Mary, let our love burn fully, faithfully, and boldly, enlightening the way for others. So before we finish, I invite you to close your eyes for a moment and be still. Take a little time to reflect on what we have heard today, how this message speaks to your heart. Is there someone in your life God is calling you to love, care for, or encourage more faithfully? Let us hold these thoughts quietly before God as we pray. Just for a moment, just quiet and pray in your heart. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and grace in our lives. And thank you for those who care for us, guide us, nurture us, and walk with us in faith. Teach us to love like Mary, burn like Mary, with courage, patience, and trust in your plan. Help us to care for the people you have placed in our lives with faithful and generous hearts. And we especially pray for the mothers today. Bless them and strengthen them as they love their children with deep and faithful love. Bless all who nurture, guide, and mentor others with kindness and care. And fill our hearts with your love so that we may bring light and hope to those around us. In Jesus' name, amen.